One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Jack and Betty at Jack's house.
Jack, wake up.
Hmm?
You fell asleep last time Elwood came here to dinner. For goodness sakes, don't do it again.
He's upstairs telling the kids a bedtime story, Betty. Don't worry about me. I'll be sitting straight up, wide awake when he comes down.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Well, like the barbers, I know you and your family have had a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. That big meal was an important part of it, of course. And if you enjoyed it a bit too much, ate just a little more than you should, Alka-Seltzer can relieve that uneasy feeling of acid indigestion. Fix yourself a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer right now if that too-full feeling in your stomach is making you uncomfortable. Drink it and enjoy the rest of the evening. Always remember, where there's Alka-Seltzer, there's a way to fast relief from acid indigestion. Chapter 19, Book 80. Dr. Elwood Giddings, Teddy's husband, came to Jack Barber's house for dinner this evening. The meal is over, and Elwood is upstairs in the nursery, surrounded by Jack's six little girls, telling them their bedtime stories, because Nicolette is out with Paul this evening. Downstairs, Betty has just finished stacking the dishes. She comes into the living room to find Jack, Elwood's host, dozing on the davenport.
Jack, wake up.
Hmm?
Goodness, you fell asleep last time Elwood came to dinner. Please don't do it again.
Okay, Betty, okay.
Jack, what did you do? Just walk out on him and leave him with the children?
Betty, that's the way he wanted it. He said you can tell better bedtime stories when there aren't any grown-ups around. You know how it is. Easier to entertain kids if nobody's around to notice when you make a fool of yourself. Oh, boy, am I tired. What time did he say he was going to the hospital to pick up Teddy?
I don't know. He said he'd have to more or less eat and run. Jack?
I'm awake.
Here, read something. He'll be down in a minute. Come on, here. Hold this magazine in your hand.
Okay.
Did you speak to him about the forceps?
Huh?
The forceps.
Forceps?
Jack, didn't you tell him that asking him to bring his forceps was a last-minute development?
No, I forgot.
Goodness, and he probably thinks he was invited to dinner just to pull Sharon's dangling tooth.
Oh, no, he knows better than that.
Well, you ought to explain the circumstances. It embarrasses me, Jack.
Okay, Betty, I'll explain it.
Now, don't forget. Oh, I feel so sorry for Elwood. Even with six little girls swarming around him, he looked kind of... Oh, I don't know. Sad and lonely. He's really a very nice person, Jack.
He's married to a mixed-up gal. That's enough to make anybody look lonely.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Seems funny. Teddy never turns up with him anywhere, doesn't he?
He's busy, Jack. She works all kinds of hours at the hospital.
Yeah, all kinds of hours, I know. When I was over at the folks the other night, she dropped in there.
Wait, Jack. I thought I heard Elwood coming. Oh, Elwood!
Yes, buddy. Be right down.
Don't let the girls keep you up there all evening.
Oh, no. We're having a fine time. I'll be there in a minute.
Jack?
Okay, I'll wait.
What were you going to say?
Hmm?
About Teddy.
What about her?
She started to say something. She was mixed up.
Oh, yeah. Well, over at the folks' house the other night, you know, when Clifford was there alone?
Yeah.
Well, when Teddy dropped in, I told you about this.
You didn't say anything about her being mixed up. Mixed up about what?
Well, I said something about Paul being out with Nicolette. She acted kind of jealous.
Oh, well.
Hmm?
That's the way she's always been about Paul. It's part of her nature. Goes all the way back to the time she was a little girl when Paul adopted her.
You two don't need to whisper.
Oh, you startled me, Elwood.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. The children aren't asleep yet, Betty. Oh, they're six of the nicest little girls you'll find anywhere in the world. You know what they told me? That's a very high compliment, too. They said my bedtime stories are almost as good as Nicolette's.
That is a high compliment.
Well, Jack, you look so tired.
Oh, no, don't go.
Oh, that's all right. I'm going to run along shortly and pick up Teddy anyway.
You don't have to go right this minute, Elwood. Sit down. Jack wanted to explain something to you about how we happened to ask you to bring your forceps.
Betty's afraid you'll think we invited you to dinner just to pull Sharon's tooth.
No, what really happened, Sharon came home from school with this loose tooth, and we suddenly remembered you were coming to dinner anyway, and that's why we said to bring your forceps.
Oh, sure. Well, that's my profession, Betty. Why shouldn't I help if I can?
Betty's always afraid somebody will think we're trying to save a buck. And as a matter of fact, we are.
Jack.
Well, it was no trouble. Sharon took that like a good little patient, didn't she? You know... When a youngster puts trust in you, it's really a touching thing, isn't it? I said to her, now, this is only going to hurt for a flashing little second, Sharon. And she said, okay. And there she sat with her mouth wide open and complete faith and trust in her eyes. Yes, it's very touching. I love kids. Oh, my, you two people are mighty lucky. No, I know raising six little girls is no picnic. All those dresses and socks and ribbons and 6 mouths to feed.
90 meals a month per mouth. I figured that out.
Oh, sure. It's costly. It takes all your time. Absorbs your whole life. But by George, it's worth it. All six of them kissed me goodnight just now up there. Little arms around your neck. And, well, I guess I get kind of sentimental about kids.
I wish you and Teddy could have some children of your own, Elwood.
Well, of course, well, I've always wanted to have a big family, but, well, naturally, while Teddy's still in the service, we'll just have to wait, that's all. A lot of people do wait. Only thing that really disturbs me, here I am almost 36 years old. If we had a child right now, I'd be 40, you see, by the time the youngster was 4 years old.
Jack.
56 by the time the first one was 20. If we started right now, and then that...
Pardon me, Elwood. Jack.
Oh, the poor fella.
Jack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here I sit, talking people to sleep.
Jack came home especially tired tonight.
I wasn't asleep. You were talking about children. I heard every word of it. You're right, too, Elwood.
Well, I gotta go pick up Teddy anyhow. Where do we put my coat, Betty?
I wish you wouldn't rush.
Well, say, there is just one thing I did kind of hope to touch on over here tonight.
Yes?
I don't quite know how to put it, but... Well, I wish some of you... what I'm trying to say is I wish if Paul had time, he'd drop in on us. Oh, some Saturday or Sunday, you know. Find some time when Teddy wasn't working and just drop in. I hesitate to ask him myself, but I know that Teddy's got the feeling that she's, well, drifting away from the family.
Oh, she mustn't feel that way.
Well, I know that the first year of marriage, naturally, there are lots of adjustments. She said not long ago that Paul is out of her life. I know the reason Paul doesn't come over, her phone and all that. Well, he wants her to stand on her own 2 feet.
I'm sure that must be the reason, Elwood.
Why, I think I understand Paul's point of view because we had a talk about it. The only thing is, I'm not sure that it wouldn't be better to make it sort of, you know, gradual. So, well, if any of you feel like going for a drive and dropping in on us, just to give our place a kind of feeling of being connected with a family, well, I'd sure appreciate it. Of course, it's hard to know when Teddy will be home. They switch shifts on us so often. But you could phone, and I could tell you if she'll be there.
Jack?
I just thought I'd mention this, so you'd all know you're more than welcome anytime.
Jack.
Oh, the poor fella. Now, don't wake him up, Betty.
I'm ashamed of him, Elwood.
He works hard, Betty. I know how it is. Why, some nights I come across to the house from the dental office, and I'm just bushed. Well, last night, for instance, Betty didn't get home to dinner, and I was too tired to cook anything. When she came in about midnight, there I was, sound asleep on the davenport. Well, I'm going to go.
Your host really ought to be on his feet.
No, now, Donald, don't disturb him. You folks come over sometime soon now, won't you? Just drop in.
Of course we will.
And bring the little girl, too. Sometime, you know, when Nicholas's busy or away or something. Yeah, bring all six along, because... Well, I was telling Teddy the other night, she's hardly acquainted with the kids in her own family. She's been away in Europe so much.
Your coat's right here. I'll get it.
Okay. I want Teddy to realize how interesting these little kids really are.
Hey, what are you doing?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Jack Barber. Your guest is leaving.
Oh, now, Betty.
Oh, sorry, Elwood. I guess that time I was asleep.
Oh, that's all right, Jack. I know how it is. Well, it's a wonderful dinner, Betty. When Teddy has time to work around in her own kitchen, I wanted to be sure to get some of those recipes of yours. Jack, now, you get right to bed.
Yeah, I guess I better, all right. I'm sorry. I really had a terrific day at the office.
That can sure wear you out. Well, you two have a wonderful home here. I certainly envy you. A home and children. Mighty nice.
You must come again, Elwood, when you can bring Teddy. Ask her tonight when she thinks she might be free.
No, all right, I will. Well, I certainly had a fine evening. Yes, sir. I enjoyed myself more than I can say. Well?
Good night, Elwood. I'm sorry I always seem to be so doggone worn out when you're here.
Well, gee, if you have to stand on ceremony with me, Jack, I wouldn't feel like I was a member of the family. Well, I'll just pop in the car now. I'll go get my wife. Now, thanks again for asking us. I'm glad I was able to come anyway. Good night.
Good night, Elwood.
Good night.
I'm going to get you some smelling salts or something. It's terribly embarrassing to have you fall asleep every time he's here.
Well, Betty, I just kind of drifted off for a second.
And you did everything but snore. Poor Elwood, I feel so sorry for him.
Yeah, you're right. He's kind of a lonesome-looking guy, all right.
I never saw any man who wanted children as much as he does.
I know. The one less likely to have any. Well, come on, Betty. Should we go to bed?
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Mothers, here's something important to remember. When the youngsters cut or scratch themselves, Bactine protects them from the danger of infection. That's Bactine, B-A-C-T-I-N-E, the remarkable new family antiseptic. Remember, Bactine protects against the danger of infection. Yes, it's a powerful antiseptic and germicide that fights germs effectively. Yes, and this is important, it is soothingly gentle, does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics, does not stain skin or clothing, and it has a fresh, clean odor, too. Bactine is a new development made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. In addition to its antiseptic qualities, Bactine provides effective relief for itching skin due to heat rash, for the itching and burning of athlete's foot. Try Bactine, too, as a household and sick room disinfectant and sanitizer. As I said, Bactine is a remarkable product. You'll agree once you've tried it, and we want you to do that on this no-risk, double-your-money-back guarantee. Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist and use it. If you don't think it is the finest all-around antiseptic and germicide you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Yes, find out for yourself on this no-risk offer how wonderful this amazing new family antiseptic is. Be sure you ask for B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Jack?
Hmm?
I can't get over how lonely Elwood seems. I wonder...
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Let's go to sleep. Poor Elwood.
Nobody ever calls him Elwood. It's always poor Elwood. Well, good night, Ben.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get it right away. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Paul discusses Teddy with Nicolette. Chapter 20, Book 80. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.